Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the UK-US Psychic Tag Team Connect Across the Pond. My name is Caroline Crystal Hart, founder of Crystal Hart Psychics, and my lovely co-host is Joni Eisinger of Joni's White Light Healing. Hi Joni, how are you today?
I am fine, how are you?
Fine, thank you very much. We just had a bit of a technical blip, so if you did hear things in the background while the music was playing, apologies for that. But anyway, I'm just going to say, so welcome to our monthly show, which we've now been doing, as Joni reminds me, 8 years in September. How about that?
Yes,
eight
happy
whole years. Happy anniversary. We're a little bit premature, but on saying that, you know, we have been doing this for some time now, and obviously listening to all your lovely callers and helping you answer all your queries and offering healing where we can. So Joni, would you like to introduce who you are and where you are from and obviously what you do? Of course.
Sure. My name is Joni Eisinger. I'm originally from Long Island, New York. I'm now located in North Central New Jersey. I was a licensed clinical social worker for 10 years in New York City, and I offered individual and group therapy to addicts and alcoholics as well as the mentally ill. I didn't believe in anything that we now do, what Caroline and I are able to do. And around 2003, 2004, 2005, the gifts started coming in. I have not been trained. They came from source, from spirit, God, however you view your higher power. And I began channeling departed ones and pets and doing healing hands and seeing into bodies, medical intuitive, and doing clearings and jumping into past lives, etc. My life changed 180 degrees, although it's not provable, if that's a word, regarding what I am able to do as a conduit, a channel, a catalyst, a bridge. It was undeniable to me, and the feedback that I received from others was quite astounding. And I began doing this professionally in 2010. I have offered psychic galleries at restaurants and parties as well, expos, festivals. I am published. I've been on the campus of Drew University in Madison, New Jersey. I've been at their radio station. That went on for 3 years. And I have a YouTube channel, Joni Eisinger. And here I am with Caroline. And I think I'll leave it to you, Caroline, to share about how we ended up doing this show.
Well, I'll just tag team that one. Sorry.
I was fast-tracked, as many are nowadays. There's just an awakening. It's a quickening. And I had to keep up with. And I love my life. I believe that I am here to assist others with awakening. We are all hardwired the same way. There's no difference between you and me. And some of our veils might be thinner than others for a variety of reasons. It doesn't matter. There's no better than or less than. But folks like Caroline and I, we come in with these abilities, start y'all. So you are then able to do this yourself. That's the goal. It's not about dependencies. It's not about relying on. It's about mentorship, guideship. And I will say, before I pass this on to Caroline, this is for entertainment purposes only. We do not aim to cure or heal. This is not to replicate medical, mental health, financial, nothing whatsoever. Caroline, please share who you are and where people can find you and how we ended up doing this for almost 8 years come September 3rd.
Well, the first time, I think what I'll start with is the initial story. So obviously set up Crystal Heart Psychics. I'm the founder of Crystal Heart Psychics, where we have online readers every day. We also have daily horoscopes and tarot apps and everything else. Now, the reason why I started Crystal Heart Psychics, so I'll just go back to the beginning, is that I went through a very traumatic time in around 2006, and I didn't know this at the time, but it was seen as the dark night of the soul, which is basically an awakening. My horse got sick. My hands would get hot when I go in his stable. I didn't know what it was. Then I went through a very nasty divorce, shall we say. And from that, I learned that actually I started to have healing and realized that my hands getting hot were actually that. And this was in 2004, 2005, 2006. So obviously after that, because I'm actually a financial person and a very logical person, my head really couldn't understand what was going on with me. So I then went on a journey of discovery. So I qualified as a life coach and a hypnotherapist, past life regression therapist. I became a Reiki master teacher in both Reiki and Sekhem. For me, it was my hands getting hot. So I'm very intuitive in the sense that, do I follow a lot of the rules? Yes, I do. But the other side of that is I was already doing it before I even did my courses. I just went on the courses to try and understand my logical brain to understand what was going on. I also am a past life regression therapist and a timeline therapist as well. And I also did a spiritual practitioner course, which gave me the tools and taught me all that I needed to know. And I found that I was fast-tracked. I went on to this course. I was with people that had been doing this for like 20 years. And obviously I was new kid on the block. But what was a huge learning is my subconscious and my intuition already knew what to do. I think I can tell a story about singing bowls, which I might tell you later. However, I then started doing psychic readings over the telephone to work in unison with my full-time job at the time. And I started speaking to lots of people. So I am a psychic medium. I'm also a healer, a clairvoyant. I see pictures in my head in symbolization form. I am a channel as well. So obviously I can channel departed loved ones. And as you probably realize, I actually do communication with animals as well. So that is me. However, when I set up Crystal Heart Psychics, I was on LinkedIn. Joni then decided to do a connection request, which as you do when you set up a new business. But also, I mean, and I do actually get lots of offers from LinkedIn. Do you want to connect? Joni stood out to me. So Joni actually invited me for a meeting, which we had. We became firm friends. I then started to do an alternative radio show, which I was invited to do. I asked Joni to come on that show with me. And I think the result was we were both quite shocked, really, in how our guides work with each other and how we work with each other. I think where the similarity is with us, we've both been quite educated in the sense that we've done other qualifications outside of our spiritual learning, shall we say, but yeah. We've then gone on to progress to actually, you know, enhance ourselves and evolve ourselves to learn more. And I think what gives us that is we both have the ability, we both got the coaching and the counseling, but on top of that, we both got the healing ability and the psychic abilities, which is an amazing and wonderful gift to have. I'm always very humble about it. And if there's one thing I really, and Joni will tell you this, a message that came to me when I first started learning was always be humble with your gift. And I've always stayed true to that and try as much as I can. And the reason for that is because, you know, it's not about my opinion. It's what I am channeling. And I'm really quite conscious of that. And I think, you know, this is sort of where I sit. And I think me and Joni have basically the same beliefs. So we're here to insist. As Joni said, I will say it myself, we're for entertainment purposes only. If you have any serious issues, you know, we are not lawyers. We are not, you know, we cannot give any legal advice or medical advice. We have to say it is for entertainment purposes only. However, we've both been doing this. I've been doing this professionally now for 15 years. So has Joni. So I think, and as we've said, we've been doing the radio show for 8 years. So just a little bit of the format. So what we do is we ask the last three digits of your number. We ask who you are and where you're from. We do limit it to one question because obviously we are limited on time. Obviously, we do offer services outside of the show, which are chargeable. And as I say, at the end of the show, we'll tell you where you can contact us. So we do try to get to as many people as we can, and we do sort of say realistically we try to sort of space out. So if someone's been, you know, we try not to speak to everyone. We try and spread the readings out, if that makes sense. So if, you know, unless we have time. So obviously we try and say realistically you shouldn't need a reading until every 6 months. But obviously we do understand that sometimes there are situations in your life where it's constantly changing and you might want a reading a little bit sooner than that. But that's really the guideline. Okay. So Joni, would you like to add any more? I think I've covered it, haven't I?
I think that we're welcoming newcomers. So any first-time caller will be embraced very much. We're really looking forward to assisting as many new people as we can.
Absolutely. So I think we'll go to our first caller of the night. Now, what I will say is there's some people I think that's called in online. So it does say 111. Now, I've got two callers that actually say that, so I'm going to say 111, but it might be one of the 111s or the other 111. So we'll just have to wait and see, okay? So I'm going to the first caller of this evening, which is all this afternoon in the States, because obviously I'm in the UK and Joan is in the US. So 111, we're coming to you now. Hello, who are you speaking to? Who are you speaking to and where are you from? No one's asking.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Who are you speaking to and where are you from?
Arizona, Tina.
Tina, hi. And how can we help?
Hi. I talked to y'all. I've been in the show about 4 years now. I
really?
Haven't called over in here, but yes, my name is Tina.
Yeah, and how can we help you?
I guess... No, it's just a specific question because I many years ago, well, last year I talked to y'all and it came out true, and then one time I was feeling really but anyway, today's just not a feeling. Today's just a question. I have a 2-part question. If you do help people, and thank you for taking us people in. My question is to y'all beautiful ladies is that I have a friend that we had a little vacation because I was not. And just want like to see if you see him reaching out to me and or bold or coming to my area. Like if,
okay.
If when he reaches out to me, are we going back to be friends? Just can you
Caroline,
see that, please?
I can
even
have a look.
Caroline,
yeah.
Even though it's your turn, I just want to ask some questions for clarification. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure,
thank
no
you.
Problem.
Tina, how long ago was the disagreement, the miscommunication?
3.5 months ago. I think he's been calling me. Can you check that out? Go ahead.
Is this person near you locally, or is he at a distance?
He's far away.
And was this romantic or friend?
Friend.
And have you
Helping
ever
friend.
Met?
We have a commonality that from a family member years ago. I don't do shot stuff like that. No. This is something else.
Well, but I mean, you've met before in person.
No, not in person, but from another world dimension. Yes, but not in person in this lifetime yet.
So it's been online.
Or
text. Or phone,
yeah, all of that, and then plus my life. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Carolina,
thank you for letting me just get a little more. Go ahead, Caroline.
No, that's fine. So, Tina, the one thing I've got to ask: what do you want from this person? Is it just a friendship?
Yeah, right now, just to be realistic, just a friendship to continue helping me with advice.
What kind of advice is he giving you?
He's retired law enforcement, so he helps me.
Okay. Right, I'm going to go completely off track here because this is what spirit do sometimes. Okay, can I ask a question? Do you actually have a daughter? Okay, so I just feel... And this is what I'm getting here. There is a female around you that is causing some problems. Does that make sense?
Okay.
I don't know whether it's a family member, but it's just at the side. And Spirit want me to address this with you because right now they're kind of like, okay, we'll talk about the friendship in a minute, but we need this out the way first. I feel there's a female that's around you. I don't know whether you've had a disagreement with, or there's been some trouble caused, is the words I get. But I feel there's been something with this person. Is it like your neighbor or something like that? Or does it feel like a daughter? Because I keep getting a daughter. And
Well, I was trying to focus on the question of my male friend. Where I have a suite right now, there's a female next door that's creating problems not only to I, but to the other business people, and I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if she's going to stay there or not. The owners talked to her. I don't know who else talked to her. But,
yeah, because this is what Spirit actually want addressing. You know, sometimes you can call up with a question and Spirit will dictate the answer. Okay, we'll talk about
happened?
The guy in a minute. Okay, so, but obviously what I'm getting about this person is they're causing you a lot of heartache and trouble. I don't think it'll be long. I don't feel it'll be long because I feel that you've been worried about money and your job and everything else because of this person. Does that make sense?
He's not responsible for my money.
Not him. The lady that's causing you the problems.
The next door, I have a suite that I haven't opened yet. I'm in the progress, but she created a problem for me. And then now she created other problems for other. She started to create problems for other business, but I don't know if she's going to. There we go. Is she going to be evacuated by the law? Are they going to kick her out of here?
Okay. So.
And then she's causing me headaches and money.
Yeah. And this is what I'm saying. And the Spirit is saying that's more of an issue right there. This gentleman, I feel that this gentleman, the reason why you're saying what's happening, is because is he advising you with relation to this lady?
No, he is far away. He don't know this person.
Yeah, so he doesn't know the situation then, and he doesn't know how much you've been upset.
I haven't told him anything unless he knows. But I want him.
Yeah. But like I said, Spirit are actually trying to dictate that question because they're saying to me that's more important right now. Just feels that. So okay. So now I've got that one out the way. So we can address that in a minute. Okay, now we're going to talk about him. Okay, I do feel he's gone away, but I also feel that you, and this is what I am picking up, and I'm going to say this, that in the past you have felt there could have been a romantic connection, and perhaps there may have been a little over-reliance on him. Does that make sense?
What was the last thing you said?
Over-reliance in the sense that, you know, you're a friend from far away, and I think I still feel that you want more.
I don't know this moment. I really need his friendship. I love his friendship.
Is he blocking you by having him in your life? And I'm going to ask this question. Is he blocking you from moving on to somebody new that is in your area that you could potentially meet and fall in love with?
No, he's not blocking me. I'm choosing not to because relationships are heartbreaking and I have to get myself in order. So I'm not crazy about that. I'm crazy about my life getting in order. That's not important to me.
Yeah, okay. So I feel that at the moment he is at a slight distance, but I don't feel with him. I feel you've been through this before with him. He disappears and then he comes back. But what my guides are saying, and I really want to labour this point is, and I'm going to point this out to you because this is what we do. You know, we do point out cycles and life cycles that we do. You've just said to me, I don't really want a relationship because you can get hurt. So this gentleman being at a distance is a safe space for you. Does that make sense? He's the companion that you would have if you're in a loving and supportive relationship. Okay. So what my guides are saying is like they are actually pushing you to meet someone in your local area. You know, that you can actually meet up with and have a chat with. It doesn't mean that this guy wouldn't be friends. What it does mean is that you can move on and possibly have that relationship that you want. Because even though you're saying to me, I don't really want a relationship, if the right person came in tomorrow and started treating you really well, right, you would be like a bit cautious at first, but then it would be nice. And I feel that it's almost like this gap has happened, so you can sort of try and move on. Because sometimes Spirit do this. They push you into a situation which is not comfortable and it's not pleasant. But what they're saying is look up and look at your horizons in front of you and in your area. And I feel like I want to say stop looking at the past. I do feel this gentleman is going to be in touch again. I don't think he's gone completely. But I also feel that, you know, he's gone a bit quiet, okay? But I also am being told quite clearly, Spirit are really telling me that they're trying to get you to look out with an open heart to allow someone to come in. Okay?
Yes.
So I'm now going to pass you on to Joni to see what she picks up. But that's what I'm feeling. And that's all I can do is go with what I'm feeling. But I'm not getting a sort of, yes, he's definitely coming back. I feel you will be in touch again. But Spirit kind of want you to look in your local area. That makes sense.
Okay. Yes, we asked Spirit that if he would be continued to help me.
Right. What's he helping you with, apart from someone to talk to?
He helps me with life events and law enforcement. He is my friend, and I was the one that said something to him other than I didn't mean to.
Right. Okay. So he's then gone away because you've said something that may have hurt him?
Yes.
Okay. This is what I mean. You would have to reach out to him and say sorry first before he comes back. This is the thing. You've said something that's upset him, so he's gone away. So to actually maintain that friendship, if you knew you were in the wrong, you do have to message him and say, hey, you know, I'm sorry for what happened that time. You know, I didn't really mean it, et cetera, et cetera. But where I'm getting, and this is what I'm really getting to the crux of here, is it's actually quite a codependent relationship. You're saying to me, I need him. I need him to solve my problems. Right? And actually, I'm sort of picking up that, no, Spirit are trying to push you to get into your own space so you can be... I'm okay with making those decisions. I'm okay with what's going on. And they are really highlighting this person that's caused you some problems at the side of you. And you're saying to me, no, forget about that. And I'm going, no, Spirit are saying it's a really important issue.
Tell Spirit, well, what's going to happen? Is she going to be, there we go. Is she going to be evacuated? Yeah. Are they going to get her out of here?
Well, to be perfectly honest, I'm not sure. I get a no. But I also feel that I'm being told that it won't actually be a problem soon is what I get. So whether she'll have like a letter threatening her to behave herself, I feel that and also conversations. But this is what I mean. I feel that, and as much as you're saying, no, it's not linked, I'm getting from Spirit that it is, because you were upset from her actions that caused you to say what you said to him over there. If that makes sense, because you were quite stressed at the time.
Yes.
But I, you know, you need to reach.
He is.
Yeah. But I also think you need to reach out to him and say, look, I'm sorry, I was out of order. I was going through a really stressful situation. Friends again, you know?
Okay. Well, that Spirit, he is a great person, and they are really high advanced. And I'm a human, and I was at a job where I was dealing with marina water, and the what's in the water, and I with chemicals, and I didn't need, and I was pressured. He is a very good friend, and this is my first one. And I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. I'm going to pass you to Joni at this point. Yeah, I know, and I'm going to pass you to Joni at this point because I think. Both of us are going to then go into the healing, okay?
Tina, Caroline and I support you very much. And
absolutely.
It sounds like the relationship with this person is very deep and you've needed him. Yet the feelings I get is that it's not very healthy, that despite
Mm-mm.
your despite his helping you, I don't believe it is meant to be, and that if he does not return, it might be for your highest good. And what Caroline shared about your finding someone local, I think that it would be very, very helpful for you to be out and about. Also, have you ever gone to a counselor to talk about making friends and being social and addressing any of your difficulties?
Yeah, I have. It's just I'm just in hermit at the inn. My mother and
in
my grandma was my
hermit mode. Well, when you're back out, you might want to contact someone, because I feel like when I go in, I feel like the issues that you have are deep, and that I think that you could learn certain types of social skills that would assist you immensely. Because what I'm getting is you rely on this person, and they're giving you coaching and advice and all. And I think if you were local with someone who's trained, I think you would learn skills that you would carry with you for the rest of your life, where when you would meet future friends, you wouldn't need them in the way that you might need this person. Does this make sense?
Yes, I've had a lot of friends. I was, you know, from my college, the class president. I know how to, but I'm very picky, and this one is this is different.
I
know what you're saying.
So then, you know what, putting the focus back on close to home, like I remember chatting with you, actually. Like what Caroline said, keep it close to home, but you're in a healing time now. And I think that Caroline and I can do a healing for you, you know, with your permission, and we can assist with taking the edge off and assist you with getting lighter and more able to get through this time and move forward. Hopefully you'll meet new people too.
Yeah.
Would
and
you
also what I do pick like- up is, yeah, can I just say this, Joni? What I do pick up is, if you're saying this gentleman's helping you on a spiritual level, find out what local groups there are. You know, there is other groups out there that have spiritual groups, like Joni has a spiritual discussion group, you know, in your local area, so you can get to know like-minded people. I think this is going to really help you if you do that kind of thing, yeah?
Real quickly, I'm going to develop that in my area, because I am spiritual. And I just want to know that the clarification with him is, I've met it before in a lifetime, is we're going to, can you please just tell me if we're able to clear and still be friends?
That doesn't go away. The friendship doesn't disappear. But I'm now, sorry, Joni, you carry on. We'll do the healing, okay?
Well,
I'm going to let Joni just...
We are going to have to open this up to other callers too. So how I lead the healing?
Yep.
Okay. So we're going to make this sacred space. We're going to put white light protection around all of us. We call in the highest of Christ light, and I'm going to kind of a mixture of Joni and channeling for what they say is good for you, Tina. So we say, yes, thank you, guys. Thank you, beloveds, for being here. And we hold this soul, Tina, in love. She is at a place now where she needs guidance, assistance, support, and healing. May all that does not serve her be removed as she wishes for it to be removed according to her free will. May all issues past, present, future, across time and space, forwards and backwards, across all generations, may they be examined by her higher self. And may she, as a third dimensional soul, review this life any aspects that aren't working so well, including this communication with that person that she just spoke of. We wish her full healing. May all of the release take place over time. May it be a time release where it's not overwhelming. She will sip water between now and when she goes to sleep. It will help flush negative energies. Continue to surround her with love. Continue to offer that protection as she has the protection, yet continue to shield this beautiful one. And may all come to light. May she have clarity, beautiful health, and peace of mind. And so it is.
Okay, Tina, just make sure you drink plenty of water and to cleanse all of that out of your body, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Take care now.
We are rooting for you.
We are indeed.
Thank you, ladies, for helping. Godlike.
No,
you're welcome.
No.
God bless.
God bless. Take care. Bye-bye. Right, okay, we're going on to the next corner. It's 748.
Hello, ladies.
Oh.
Hello?
Sorry.
Hi,
that was
ladies,
five. Sorry, I got the wrong number. So it's 700. So, yes. Okay, we've come to you. So who are you and where are you from? I do apologize. I answered the wrong call.
You're totally fine. This is Danny calling out of Wyoming.
Hi, Danny. How can we help?
So, you know, I just was calling to see if you had any insight into, you know, my business. I just started running it with my cousin. It's a family business that's been in the family for about 100 years. Seeing any kind of outlook on that, and possibly there's talks about, I've requested, you know, a loan from the corporation, even though I'm a majority shareholder, you know, to get a car. And I'm wondering if that's going to come through in a positive way, if that's going to happen. And just anything else you ladies have for me. And thank you so much for your use of energy, by the way.
No, thank you very much for calling. It's lovely when people say that. So, yeah. Right, Joni,
you.
Your turn.
Yes.
For you.
Do you have a building?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a building? Is there an actual edifice? Is there an actual building?
Yes. Yes, yes, it is. It's a restaurant.
Okay. So, do you know of arguments that have taken place in that establishment?
There have been some, yes.
Yes, the building needs healing.
Yes.
Do you?
It very much does.
Okay, so you know this.
Yes, and it's actually, there's many spirits in the building.
Yes!
Just the other night, I heard, I've never had this happen to me before. I heard, like, this man talking, and it was kind of like, you know, the Peanuts parents, when it's like, womp, 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 but it was like a man. And I've never heard that before. And I got a little bit creeped out, and I had to walk out of the building.
Yuppers. So I do those type of clearings. Caroline, do you clear the dark spirits?
Yes. We both can.
Okay.
So I think we can both use our
energy. Here we go.
Yeah.
So is that okay, Danny, that we're going to be doing a remote clearing of your restaurant?
And I'll tell
course.
You what, Danny, what you can do is if when this works, I'm not going to say if, you can post online and say, hey, I use these two wonderful people. They clear my restaurant and it made it really successful.
Do.
I'm
please
joking.
Now, are you calling from the restaurant?
I live actually right behind the restaurant in a house that my grandparents built in the 1920s.
Cool beans. Okay, so we'd like your assistance, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. So you know what it looks like. You are putting out the intention, and we are supporting, we are energizing the intention that any dark energies will be sent to the light, and any departed souls that are hanging around that didn't make it cross over. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. So, Caroline, I'm going to be saying things, and if you want to add, so
yeah,
take...
I yes, yeah, you carry on. I just wanted to add this. Are your grandparents in spirit, Danny?
I'm sorry?
Are your grandparents in spirit?
Are they on the upside?
Yeah, okay, it's all right. I'm getting, they're there with their boots blacked and white light, so just to let you know. So they're helping us. Anyway, you carry on, Jody.
My grandfather and grandmother are both there.
I felt them.
People have actually seen my grandfather
many times
in full body operations.
Yeah. So let's go on. Yeah. We'll go with afterwards. Yeah, let's go on with what Joan has got to say.
I'm sure it's even going on even before we start. We already started.
Yeah.
Are there pictures of them on the wall?
Everywhere.
Yep. Okay, so they're loving this because they're like, so they've got a lot going on here. They're like, I can say that on the radio, but it's the S word. Get that out of here. Like, So they're like nuts. They're happy as heck right now. It's as if like the Mona Lisa is now smiling, but it's their pictures and they're like, wow, here we go. We make this sacred space. We're calling upon the highest of Christ light, the truth. And the first part of this is clearing this establishment, the land, we'll call it the air dome all around it, the perimeter, every nook and cranny down to the molecule of this structure, the electrical and the plumbing, anything seen and not seen, all souls that are of a negative nature, they are removed, sent to the light now. There are at least 100. And I feel towards the back, there might have been like a little garbage pit or something where they dug out a little bit of ground and they either buried a dog or a cat or garbage or refuse, and that's all being cleared as well. There was something crummy there as well. And I'll just do what I would do for a soul, but I will say it for this establishment, which is a consciousness that is a soul. Anything that's in, on, around, suggested, anything cloaked to be revealed, not to be replicated. This is a cleaned, beautiful, it is filled with light, there is harmony, angelic cleanup, your family of days gone by are assisting in the ways that they do, your higher self is there now in spirit and watching and caretaking as we speak. Now we'll go to the departed ones. Any souls that have not crossed over, we open up heaven's gate. You may leave now. Go home. There are at least 8. There's a child. What's the frame in the space is a little crooked, and I think when you go in there later, are you going in there afterwards?
I am, yes.
Yeah, I feel like one of the places where there's a frame is a little off, and that's that one of the energies moved it, and you'll smile. See if there's anything more. The dog, little yippy dog.
I have a tiny teacup chihuahua.
Pardon?
And I do have I had a tiny teacup chihuahua that passed on, and she was very connected to my father. My father has since passed, and she passed shortly after him.
There you go.
Okay, so she's with him.
Yeah. Validation.
Yeah.
There you go. So there's a room now. Several of the folks that were there that are now home are doing a review, and they were longing to be free. They chose to stay around to make sure that everything proceeded well. Now that they are home, they will be observing and giving you tips have a pen and paper by you, whether it's at the pay station or at the back where you do accounting. Keep a journal of your hits of intuition. They will be recommending things. So if you're battling in your head about should I do this or that, they're going to be nudging you and giving you offerings of what seems for the highest, your highest good and the highest good of the establishment, and write it down. And you might find every time you get this nudge, you write it down, you might get similar writings, and then that might be clarity that it's time to do this or get rid of that or choose that or add that. What is the deal with anchovies? What's the anchovies thing?
I think it's because of my cousin Christy and I have been meaning to get anchovies in for Caesar salad because I make it homemade. And
right.
I only like to get these specific ones from Italy. But we keep forgetting about it. And we keep.
There you go.
I always have Caesar salad with that.
To validate the arguments that you were talking about. We did just have to get rid of our former manager, and that's when my cousin Christy and I took over because she would get into arguments with customers, with the staff. She was a very terrible manager, and she really took, like, a lot of light out of the place and brought it into a darker place, and I could tell the energy was just off.
Could I just say this? At the beginning of this, Spirit did make me chuckle because have you ever seen Gordon Ramsay Kitchen Nightmares? I don't know whether you have, but he comes over to, and that's what came up initially. They said Gordon Ramsay Kitchen Nightmares this is about, and that's what I first thought I had. So, yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute when you finish with Joni. So, yeah.
Yeah. Do you have selenite?
Selenite is that crystal
that looks like white and it's like a bar and it's translucent and it's very fragile, like you don't want to break it because it can just shatter. If you look
it up. I just picked some up here not too long ago. I have it somewhere in my house, but yes, I do have that.
Okay, yeah. So selenite you could hold literally just like as if it's a baton. And what you can do is walk through the rooms and just imagine that you are clearing the space. And then selenite is beautiful because you don't have to recharge it like in the full moon or bury it or put it in salt water or anything. It recharges. It just clears itself.
What, lovely.
So people do that where they clear their aura, but you can clear your space with selenite. And the Caesar salad is unbelievable. It's the bomb.
Thank you. I need to get those anchovies.
You get the anchovies. Passing you on to Caroline, and congrats.
Thank you.
I'm gonna finish off. So, as I said to you right at the top of the call, I got the picture of Gordon Ramsay, and I thought, no, short enough. Then obviously we get the whole restaurant. So, also the other thing that I want to keep showing, and this is your grand. Remember, I asked if your grandparents. I don't know whether there's a picture in that restaurant where it's very much like there's someone with two smiles. I think it's your grandparents together. It's a black and white picture, maybe with a fish catching thing going on, but it seems that it's wonky. And for some reason, and I've got to tell you this, your grandma's going, will you dust those picture frames? Okay. So it just feels like, okay. So this is what I picked
and
up when I...
And there is actually a picture of them together, like, in the bar. It's
and it's crooked. Yeah, and it's crooked. You need to straighten it up and dust it.
Oh.
So I just wanted to get that out there. Your grandparents are very present right now. So, but anyway, this is the thing that I've had, because this has been where the arguments have been about. You've gone into this restaurant, and you're like, God, this needs modernizing. This is why I keep getting this whole Gordon Ramsay thing going on. It's more about the, I don't know whether you've tried to pep it up and sort of make it be something slightly different. And then there's a little bit of an internal fight because though it's like it was and it's great how it was, but it feels like you need to modernize and refresh. Okay. Now, whether you've already done that, they haven't told me whether you've done it already, But also the other thing that has been a bit of a sort of, is like these pictures, it's like, okay, so I want to move the pictures, but I'm not sure if I should. What I'm getting from Spirit is, we're okay if you dedicate a wall to us. Okay? So, like, family-wise, it can be on one wall. Does that make sense? So it's just to stop you from thinking, can I do this? No, I can't, because it's family and it's this and it's that. It's like they're saying to me, you have a fresh, they're giving me a paintbrush, and they're actually saying, like, this is a fresh start. This is something that, you know, you've walked and you've gone, hey, this place used to be really great. There's a lot of things we can do, and I think this is where the arguments have been in, because people don't want to change. But you're effectively
looking
at...
Well, I'm also one of the people that don't want to change. I think my cousin does. I want to modernize some things with our cocktails and things like that.
Yes, and this is where I feel there's been a bit of...
I just want to leave everything the same, because it's the same as it was back in the 1960s, and that's so special to so many people, including myself. I mean, it's the only place that I can go in the world that I can look over and see my dad at a table, so...
No, I get that totally, and that, this is what I mean, but I do feel there's been some, shall we say, disagreements over this change.
Yes, yes, from the board of directors and Christie, that's completely correct.
Yes, and that's what I mean, because they're sort of looking at the figures and the numbers and the popularity, and they're saying, okay, perhaps we need to refresh and modernize, and this is why I think I've got that message to pass to you about, it's totally okay if you want to put all the pictures on one wall. There is a way of changing it without losing its essence, okay? Which is what you're talking about. And I think you can sell that to the board of directors better, if that makes sense. It's like, okay, I get it, but can we do it sympathetically? Not, they kind of want to bulldoze everything, but that's not what you need. You need to refresh and revitalize, which is a completely different thing, okay?
Carolina. Interrupt. He had asked about the car, whether he's going to get a car. So I didn't go in, so I didn't want to. I didn't want that.
No. I'm just coming to the car. So from the car point of view, no. It's all right. I feel that you'll get away with a van or something along those lines. I don't feel the car's an issue. I think at the moment there's been a lot of excuses maybe as to why you can't, but you sell it as a company car. It's a company car, so you can go and get the anchovies or whatever you need to get. It's that kind of thing. So that's how you sell it to them. Okay.
Well, and actually, I sent my proposal off last night, and that's, you know, my main focal point is that this is not only for me, but this is for the company. This is, you know.
Absolutely. And that's
fine. To go to the store, to do things like that. So validation on that.
Yeah.
So it just has to go to the board of directors, my cousins, for review. And I own more shares in the restaurant than they do. But, of course, I'm dictated by a board of directors and a company that I am the controlling interest owner
of. I feel you've been away. Does that make sense? And there's a little bit of an attitude, and the one message I did get very strongly, and this is actually from your father, is you've got to take back control of that restaurant. Okay.
Yes.
So it's not.
And
because
I left as soon as he passed away, moved to Los Angeles. After I was done in LA, I came back for a quick second, and then I went to England, and I was working on cruise ships for a contract.
Yeah. And they've kind of done that whole, well, you've been away. What do you know? What do you want? You know what I mean? That kind of thing where you're like, but I'm also, you need to, I do feel this, and I might be creating carnage by saying this, but you've got to put your foot down. Say, okay, fine,
perfect.
I get you. And thank you for running it as well as you've run it, you know. But I am back, and I am the controlling shareholder now. I'm not going to damage this business. I want it to move forward, and I want it to be progressive and successful. And that's what it's about.
Very good. That is, and that's my exact feeling. And my one last question, I know you have other callers. I'm just wondering, do you see, you know, success, longevity with this place?
I do. I just think you do need to change it up a bit. And also what I am feeling is you are sensitive, so do listen to your grandparents and do listen to your dad, because your dad knew how to run that business really, really well.
Well,
and so did your
parents. He was the president of the board of directors, so that's, you know, another validation.
Yeah, exactly. So I feel that you've got your father and your grandparents on with you, supporting you, because they know that you will have the passion. And either the thing I keep seeing, and I know you've talked about anchovies, is seafood. And is it going to be Italian? Because I kind of feel there's an Italian feel coming in there as well.
Well, we serve homemade raviolis at the steakhouse,
yeah.
but with every every steak that you get an hors d'oeuvre of homemade raviolis and sarma, which is a Yugoslavian cabbage roll.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
so it sounds
like a cheeky restaurant.
It is good, and that's beautiful. And just keep pushing, keep relaunching, and also don't allow the other board of directors to get stuck in the mud. Does that make sense? There's a way of revamping it with all the photos and everything. Because I think what they're doing, probably they're trying to take the heart out of it. So, yeah, you need to focus with the heart and get it right that way. Okay?
Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, I must say thank you so much. I know you have other callers, but thank you so much for your use of beautiful, beautiful energy.
No, thank you, Danny.
Pleasure.
Thank you for everything. Love and light to you both, and have a lovely night.
And to you. You take care.
Enjoy.
Night. Love and light. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Right. We're going to the caller I meant to go to initially, which is 748. Hi. Who are we speaking to, and where are you from? Hi. 748. Hello. Who are we speaking to, and where are you from? Are you going to talk to us?
Hello?
Hi. Who are we speaking to and where are you from? I'm talking to Caroline and Jody, by the way.
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me? Who are we speaking to?
Oh, hi. Sorry. This is Catherine from New Mexico.
Oh, hi, Catherine. Hi, Catherine. And how can we help?
I would love it... if you could look at my top jaw and like the row of my top teeth, it's like that whole area, my top lip, my top teeth, my top jaw, that area gets so tense and I'm not even aware of it.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden it's like I have a frozen lip. It's so tight. So anything from, if there's past life, anything to clear from that?
Okay, so there's two things. Is it right? It's my turn, isn't it, Joni? Sorry.
Yes.
That's all right.
Yes,
yeah.
It is.
So there's two things going on here. The first thing that's come into my mind, Catherine, is that you are actually grinding your teeth overnight. So
yeah.
It feels like you've got lockjaw in the morning. So that is a stress-related situation, okay? But also I feel that, so we need to get the bottom of what's causing that issue. But on saying that, I also feel that we can offer healing for that, okay? Like I said, we're not medical
right.
professionals, but obviously we can do something with that. But I also feel it's like you're going to sleep and it's like, are you gnawing your teeth or something? I mean, you're probably not realizing you're doing it, but it might be worse. This is something to look at, is mouth guards, okay?
Yeah, I have. I do already. Yep.
You do already. Okay, so you've got that going on right now. Okay, we just need to get to the bottom of why you're doing it. Okay, so I'm just going to look into this. Okay, so I'm just going to ask you, are you sitting comfortably for a start?
Am I what?
Sitting comfortably. Okay,
oh,
I
yes,
just want
yes,
you to
yes.
close. Yeah. Okay, I just want you to close your eyes. Okay, take a deep breath in through the nose for me. And out through the mouth. And as you're doing this, just feeling that energy coming through the top of your head from your crown chakra, right into the top of your head, a beautiful white light. And it's flowing down into your skull, just feeling the muscles relaxing and releasing. Okay. Oh, wow. Yeah, you are tense. So I'm just at your jaw. I don't know whether you can feel any sensations. You might feel pins and needles, a slight bit of heat. But I'm being told just to ask for release. Okay. So you are right. There is a little past life going on there. So I'm just going to ask the universe. I want you to say inside first, I forgive myself. And I'm now going to do the rest of the talking for you. Asking permission. So I forgive those around me that have hurt me in the past, the present, the future, across all lifetimes, across all galaxies, across all universes. Now I'm going to talk about the past life. So there's two things going on, and this is quite torturous. So it feels that you're in one of those horrible heavy masks when you were at a young age, and it feels like it's medieval times or Victorian times. I'm quite not getting the timeline quite right. But I also feel that you have been buried in the past in kind of sort of you've been encased, okay? So what I'm being told is to take the side of your neck right now, okay? I don't know whether you felt that. And remove any lesions, any scars, any wounds that you went to the grave with. To ask for all this to be lifted. With white light healing, I'm being given the violet ray now as we speak. Just to lift that all up to the universe and send it away, transmute all the energy, just wrap it all up in a ball of white light. Feel the love in your heart chakra coming through. Feeling that all that white, all the energy lifting off, transmuting. And releasing. Okay. So this is what's coming through into this life. And you will feel this. So have you often felt when you're in a situation that you feel like you've been bound and gagged, so you can't speak your truth? So it's like, say someone has wronged you and you feel that you haven't been able to speak how you felt, or you've been hurt and you haven't been able to get your point across. I feel in jobs where it's been quite tricky, okay? So and as I'm doing this, I'm feeling your jaw aching a lot. Does that make sense? So I'm just releasing that energy as we speak.
I feel kind of like frozen at the moment. And then the words don't come, much later, like even the next day.
And this
day
is what's going on. So we're going to wrap that all up in a ball of white light and transmute the energy as we speak right now. Okay, there it goes. Just breathe it out with me. Just breathe in through the nose. And out through the mouth. Okay.
Yeah, surprisingly, it's a lot in my solar plexus. It feels... It's not really a lump in my throat, but there's like a lump in the stomach.
It comes up. So this is what's happening with your solar plexus. Your solar plexus is your energy center. So what happens if you can't be who you are and you can't, say for instance, you can't speak your truth, or you have almost like that paralysis which you've explained. That takes your energy away. So we're just going to, I'm sending it all up through your solar plexus now, through your heart chakra. You might feel a little bit of a tinge in your heart chakra, just a little bit of a lump in your throat, as you say. And just breathe that out. And they're giving me blue light to cleanse it, and white light to send it out to the universe and transfer all that energy, transmute all that negative energy. You feel a bit freer now. You might feel like a bit sort of, because I've just done it, a little bit woozy. Does that make sense? When I say woozy, I'm talking a little bit like dizzy. Yeah, and it's like I feel like now you can feel all around the back of your head is tingling, okay? Make sure you drink water. Add a piece of lemon if you can. If not, just a little bit of lemon juice, and just to cleanse your soul and your solar plexus. The other thing that would help if you've got it at your hand is citrine. That's a massive cleanser, okay, from a crystal level.
Yeah.
Okay, go to bed with that, meditate on it. That will help you. It will help lift that solar plexus up, which is going to bring the rest of your body into place, okay? And I feel that you could sleep that with either you have it in your hands before you fall asleep, or you put it under your pillow, one of the two. Mm-hmm. Okay, the other good crystal for you right now is aventurine. So green is the heart. Yellow is the solar plexus, okay? And then there is blue, which if you've got any lapis lazuli or any sodalite or something like that, that's a really good crystal, or even turquoise, okay?
Yeah. Great.
You sound better. Even just talking to
you. Yeah,
now.
My throat feels more open. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And this is what I mean. It's like you've had this bind and gag order stuck on you for thousands of years. So, yeah. So that's what's been happening. So you might find that, and I will apologize for this for you because I've done this for people in the past, and then the next minute they've everything they should have said to everyone that they haven't said, it comes out.
Yeah.
You sit there and you go, oh my God, I've fallen out with everybody, you know? But the reason for that is because you've kind of kept in for so long, it's like you're bursting, okay? But I feel that once you start to chill out a little bit, you might go through this process, and it is a process, trust me, I've been there, bought that t-shirt. But then it settles down, and then you kind of like, actually, I've got rid of all this stuff I've been holding on for years. You might actually even find your shoulders start to become more relaxed. I'm feeling down the back of your spine is feeling less tense already. So now I'm going to pass you to Joni. I think I've done my bit.
Wonderful.
Caroline's healing was fabulous, and she covered it. What do you need from me?
Like a whole different question, or I'm not sure what you mean.
Well, maybe clarification on this, embellishment, because you covered so many aspects of it. Is this rounded out, or do you need more?
I guess if you could look at the very base of my spine, now there's a pain. I don't know if it's connected to this. It feels like a sharp pain now, almost at the very, not my tailbone, but right at the base of my back, the end of
and
my lower back.
It's right now?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going in. There was a lifetime and you were mute, and they would say talk, wouldn't, and then you'd get hit. And it was shattering type of sensation. It feels little electrical, little zingy. You are not hit with an electrical prod. It was a hand over the head and the face, more so the head, and your back would shudder. I think that your head would rock, your neck got a little pinch, some weirdness that eventually with repetition, it would actually travel down. I don't know how much of this is neurological versus energetic, but it doesn't matter. It is what it is. I'm seeing it in my third eye. Let's see what you were working on. Being who you were, being authentic. So if you are a mute, if that's even the politically correct term today. So I apologize if there's a new one. If you're being authentic and you're true to self, then you can't. And that others were making you do things you couldn't do. In this lifetime, do you have people that are pressuring you to do things that it's impossible for you to do?
No.
Okay. So then it's just the vestiges of that one. Let's see what you say upon your passing. That smacked me so hard, it must have been true what they said. So there's some you equated the force. Well, the force, you equated the force of the blow with the level of truth. So there's something also to take a look at in this lifetime. If you see something as credible only if it hits you really hard in the face versus something that's slight or wistful or soft, that you might need for something to be in your face in order for you to get it, wake up, or shift. See what you see other upon your passing. You all... F you, damn you, etc. So a big F you all around to many. Shall we get rid of the negative karma?
Yes, please.
Cross time and space, forwards and backwards, across all generations, that aforementioned lifetime and any others. And yes, what Caroline had shared, the association with the throat and the head. So those, I'm sure those lifetimes brought this one up. So there are vestiges of that that are coming up to be reviewed too. And any others that would have this soul here, you have that pain down there. Forgive yourself. There you go. You lit up. Wow, I see powder puff pink with a gray undertone. Forgive everyone and everything. A lot of smacks. Ask for everyone and everything's forgiveness for these life lessons. I believe we're all part of the oneness. And you'll sip water between now and when you go to sleep. Let's see how that shifts. There's, you know how you had mentioned, Caroline, about the solar plexus?
Yeah.
I feel like it's related to solar plexus release. So you were clearing throat. I see
yeah.
you're a lot of your head, so that could be third eye and crown. Heart, because I see your back, middle of your back, your thoracic spine. And you've got the sacral, so you've got, I think this is a full chakra healing. I think
yeah,
that you will,
wow.
there's a big dump going on. And like, yeah. you know, like what Caroline and I said, you know, like it's time release. Have you where you dump and then you can't walk, you can't drive, you can't make dinner,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
So it's just over time. So even though we're talking now as if it's over and it's done, spirit
yeah.
knows your higher. Self knows, and it's just a evolution of this release according to what is for your highest good. You're safe and all is well. And may this release be pleasant even. May you have all of these ahas.
Yeah, and keep drinking that water because, you know,
yes.
you might get a headache. But yeah. Yeah, it is. And when you were talking about the pain in your spine, remember, we hold emotions in our spine. So once we start
yeah.
releasing, you'll feel that come through. So, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. It's that sharpness, that sharp electrical feel is
yeah,
gone.
Yeah,
it,
that is definitely, yeah,
yeah
that's all
yeah.
your energy coming back. Okay. Right.
Wow,
I think we're going to leave
Thank
you. And please follow our show. All right, take care now. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks
Bye.
For calling.
Bye-bye.
Right, okay, we have 17 minutes left of the show, so I think we do have time to fit one more caller in.
Yeah.
I think you're okay with that, but please be
oh,
reminded
yeah.
that we only have 10 minutes. Okay, so 009, coming to you now, who are we speaking to and where are you from?
You are speaking with Camille, and I am calling you from Oregon.
Hi, Camille. Okay. Have we spoke to you before recently? I don't know.
Not
sure.
Recently. You have spoken with me, but it has been the year 2021, probably.
Wow. Why is it that I remember you? Because I'm like, I know this. I'm sure I know this lady. And I'm going to be very complimentary now. I think we had a call, and I'm sure me and Joni absolutely loved it. So anyway, carry on. How can we help?
Correct. Yes. Okay. So just let's tap into the energy of similar to the person who you were communicating with the restaurant. I'd like to tap into the energy of my home. And my daughter and I have been living here since January of 2018. And I have every intention of being here. We're centrally located. And there are a lot of cool things that my child is finally starting to get accepted in programs and different things or building therapy close to home, all sorts
yeah.
of beautiful things. Yeah. So what is needed is I must pay my delinquent property taxes. And it's 1 year only. And the energy that I'm asking for you ladies to help tap into, it is my responsibility to handle all this, but will I be successful in paying that and furthering not just hand-to-mouth survival, but thriving where we are in this home?
Okay.
I get overtime, but there are limitations. Can I go in to see what the block is?
Sure.
You were an investor. You helped people pay their rent, but you didn't leave enough for yourself. Do you sometimes give to others and you and your last?
That is, yes, that has happened.
I'm going to go in regarding the theme that you were working on there because there's a bleed through here as well. Offering, making motions to do, completion, hoping people will catch on. So in some way you thought somewhere that if you gave something that they would like you, change, come on board. You were sweetening the deal, kind of like enticement. Now, it doesn't mean bad. It doesn't mean you bad. It was just something that you were looking at in that lifetime. Well, if I offer, if I give, maybe they'll agree. Maybe they'll change or shift their perspective. Maybe they'll come on board. Do you tend to do that where you sweeten the deal with giving?
Probably.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's see what you say upon your passing over there. I'm no good. That was not good. I wasn't left with enough. Let's see what you said to other. Why'd you take from me? If you had said no, I would have had more. So you externalized and you didn't take responsibility that it was by your hands. They didn't force you. They took it because you offered. There's no blame, no judgment. We're just talking. Would you like to get rid of negative karma?
Yes.
Across time and space, forwards and backwards, across all generations. That one. And any others that would lead you here to have blah, abundance, wealth, prosperity, payment, holding on to money, overgiving, people-pleasing, indictments, enticement, sweetening the deal. And I'm channeling. I'm not name-calling you or labeling you. This is all channeling. And anything money-related, thriving, prosperity, creation, happiness. And we ball them all up, and you say inside, I forgive myself. Look at you. You're like rolling. You're happy as heck, and you're almost like you're exploding with release and joy. Forgive everyone and everything. You're laughing. You're having a ball. Ask for everyone and everything's forgiveness. Thank God for these life lessons. I'm only talking quickly because we have limited time, and I want Carolyn to be able to go too. Now I'm going to see how I call this the cosmic woo-woo, how all of that over there affects you here moving forward regarding the question you just asked. Yes, you will be fine. You are fine. And regarding the longevity, I see you in this space. Do you have a dollar bill that you could pull out and have it be a lucky buck?
Yes.
I would pull one out, put it in a drawer, put it in a place. I don't see it necessarily in a pocketbook. I see it in a place. You put it somewhere in a book, but I don't know if you'll forget it. Put it somewhere in a drawer, and it's the safekeeping love buck. That's what they're giving me, the safekeeping love buck. And every now and then you open the drawer and you take a look at it and go, hon, I love you. Thank you. And I see you're very much of heart. Use your discernment regarding how much you give and how much you save. No one has to agree with you. No one has to do things your way. And mind you, if you don't even think that way, they just want you to hear this because somewhere or unconscious or subconsciously, you have wanted that. You've wanted sameness or similarity or people coming on board your train. They might have a similar train or a different train. Let's see if there's anything left. No, you keep it simple. Find ways to pay this off. I think it's karmic debt. And I think that's all I've got. So I wish you not luck, just peace and smoothness regarding completing that act and moving forward and have a great time where you are. Caroline, go for it.
Right. Well, that's an amazing healing. Okay. So from the place where you're at, I do feel there has been some healing needed, which is obviously what Joni has just done. But I also am being drawn to say that you also need healing too. Does that make sense? Now, I've got to ask this question, Camille. Have you sensed spirit in the house?
Yeah. I wasn't sure. So I'll just say yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So there's two. You sense spirit. I'm going to say this to you. You sense spirit anyway. Okay. So this is a problem.
Yeah.
It's clearing out. So Joni's just done the clearing. So we're going to work on you. Okay. Because this is about what you don't want to do is attract more. Okay. So what I'm going to suggest is that we work on you. We do a clearing on you. And then obviously from there on in, we can remove blocks in within you. Because I think there's two things going on here. Yes, the house is an issue. But also from the sense of sometimes, and I will say like attracts like. So we move into places because they call us to help them heal. Does that make sense? But in the process, that means that you will need healing. Okay. So I'm just asking as we're speaking, I'm not going to do a whole I forgive myself and, you know, I'm just asking as we're speaking to assist you with cleansing all of the energy within yourself. So the way I'm feeling, and this is what I'm picking up, so let me just go through this. So they're saying to me that whilst you've been in that property, does it feel like you've had lots of legal disputes?
Not lots of, no.
But it feels like there's been lots of paperwork and lots of conversations, and it's been a big whole trawl. So, and it feels like you've had to win something or to prove yourself. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So we need to let go of that energy from that past, because I feel that you may have brought it into the house with you. The house has already got those cracks. So your energies have kind of been aligned. Does that make sense? But it's time for you to both heal, to move on. Okay. So Joni's done the house. I'm going to sort you out. Okay. So I do want you to say inside, I forgive myself. Okay. Then I'm going to say the rest for you. So I forgive those around. We forgive those around you that have hurt you in the past, the present, the future. Across all time and space, across all lifetimes. I'm being shown the violet ray again. Obviously, Spirit want me to heal in the violet ray tonight. So I'm asking this to come down all over you. You may feel some warmth or some tingles. And just cleanse all of that negative energy out. Okay? Feeling it go up through your solar plexus, through your heart, through your throat. Just breathe in through the nose. And out through the mouth. But now they're asking me to ask you to visualize spring blossoms coming in. And it feels like visualize yourself in a garden where you're picking fruit. And it's your choice what fruit you wish to pick. Okay? Okay. So they have said to me, and I'm going to say this to you, be prepared. There is lots of changes coming in, but they're all very positive, okay? This is about your garden blooming. See the symbolization there. So this is about you picking the fruits of your labor off the tree, okay? So just breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. Okay. So how do you feel now? Because I'm feeling that you might feel more grounded, should we say.
I feel calm.
Good, good. And this is where we need you to be. Your calm energy. I'm pretty sure you're with the crystals on this, but I'm already being told to say, if you haven't got any crystals, please do get some. Make sure when you bring them home, program them. Okay. So, and I always say to people, start with the first. That's clear quartz. That's rose quartz. That's amethyst. You run them under a tap and you can actually program them whilst you're under the tap. Don't, obviously, if it's something that's natural, that obviously has like a sand base, do not put it under a tap. Does that make sense? But if it's a strong enough crystal, but you can wash and program. And I feel that it's about shifting the energy in your home to make it clearer, to make it gentler and to calmer. And I feel that you, and then they're showing me a picture of a springboard. So it feels like this is giving you the time to set off on your path. Because I feel that you've been asking spirit, look, you've not, you've not felt that motivated recently. You felt a little bit stuck in a rut, okay? So, and I think, yes, there's been energies in the house that have held you back, but I also feel that your own energies have not helped the situation because of all this stuff from the past. So it's about dealing with that, being able to face it, and I feel that then you'll be able to truly move on, okay? I hope that's helped.
Yes. I mean, I know what I need to do, which is, yeah, you know, money and all that, but I don't feel myself losing my home. I don't feel myself being asked to leave quickly. I don't feel that. No.
No, and you won't, and this is what I'm saying. It's almost like it's what the healings have done today is helping you to move on. Okay, so that means sort of like, how am I going to pay my bills? Well, okay, I need to get a job. Do you know what I mean? All those kind of things. It's like, and I feel, and the way spirit show me is in a symbolization is like, I need to deal with that, and you put it away, and I need to deal with that, and you put it away, because it's all got too much to the point that you've been overwhelmed by it all almost. And I think it's just one step at a time. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Good luck to you.
Yes, and keep
thank
us informed.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
You're
take
welcome.
Care now.
Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Right, everybody. Well, thank you for calling in. We have done a little bit longer than normal readings tonight, so apologies if you've been sitting waiting. We haven't been able to get round to you. We will be back next month on the 20th of September. We are going to advertise it as a 90-minute show, but what we will do, because it's our 8th anniversary, is we will be extending it to 2 hours if necessary. So please join us next month. Follow our show page. We will be back next month. The show link will be ready as soon as available, and it will be advertised on our Facebook page, UK-US Psychic Tag Team Connect Across the Pond. And obviously, I shall put that out on Crystal Heart Psychics, or as Joni's page, Joni's White Light Healing. I am Caroline Crystal Heart, and Joni is Joni Isinger. So again, all the link will be available through the various show pages. I'm on Twitter at CH Psychics. Joni, what are you on Twitter?
Joni, Twitter?
Well,
I'm sorry, what did you say?
What are you on Twitter?
I'm on
you're
Twitter,
gonna say I can't remember.
I don't do anything on Twitter.
No, that's fine. Well, nor do I really, apart
it's
from the show. But
joniswhitelighthealing.com.
Okay, so, and that on that level, because it's the end of the show, Joni, do you want to tell everyone how they can contact you and where through
my website? And if you have trouble finding joniswhitelighthealing.com, you can Google my name. Joanie, and the last name is Isinger, and it looks like E-I Singer, E-I-S-I-N-G-E-R. What about you, Caroline?
Well, for me, I have my own website, which is Crystal Heart Psychics, where my readers are online. We do have an American credit card booking line, just so you know. Also with me, I am Caroline Crystal Heart, but I'm the same as Joni. Please message me first and tell me who you are and where you know me from, because I won't friend you otherwise. And the other thing for us is you can contact either of us through the UK, US Psychic Tag Team Connect Across the Pond. And obviously Joni's page is Joni's White Light Healing, and my page is crystalheartpsychics.com. But we thank you for calling in. We appreciate every single call. Please follow our show page if you want to see when our next show is. I will get the show link up as soon as possible for our 8th anniversary show. Like I said, I will initiate. Yeah, absolutely. And thank you very much. And I'm going to play you out with a beautiful song written by a beautiful friend of mine called Kirsten Smitter, called I Bloody Love You. Thanks for listening. Take care now.
Night, y'all.
Hello, sunshine, on a rainy day, I can feel your warmth radiate on my face. I know I'm not like these other girls.
Even though